With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. It seems that Venezuela's acting president, former Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, has seen the light after a tirade against the United States over the raid that deposed dictator Nicolas Maduro. Now Rodriguez is offering to work with the U.S. The change of heart follows a stern warning from President Trump.
The president said Vice President Delcy Rodriguez would face a situation probably worse than Nicolas Maduro if she doesn't cooperate with the U.S. He initially praised Rodriguez on Saturday after the capture of Maduro, but told The Atlantic on Sunday that if she doesn't do what's right, she is going to pay a very big price. Later, aboard Air Force One, the president predicted Cuba's government could soon collapse, and he repeated his desire to take over Greenland. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Trump administration's ultimate goal for Venezuela.
Here's the bottom line on it is we expect to see changes in Venezuela. Changes of all kinds, long term, short term. We'd love to see all kinds of changes. But the most immediate changes are the ones that are in the national interest of the United States.
Secretary of State Rubio on NBC's Meet the Press. Maduro and his wife indicted on drug-related terrorism and other charges, slated to make their first court appearance today in New York. We'll get more data on the economy later today. Economist Steve Moore wouldn't be surprised to see more encouraging news, especially when it comes to the job market.
Right now, things are on a really good path. And right, by the way, there's 7.5 million job openings today. Anybody with a useful skill can find a job.
Moore speaking with the Salem Radio Network. Will Minnesota Governor Tim Walz throw in the towel in his reelection bid? We'll find out later today when he holds a news conference. Amid the Somali fraud scandal, there is speculation that Walz will bow out. On Wall Street, Dow futures are flat. This is SRN News. Abortion was the leading cause of death on Earth last year.
Worldometer has tallied up all the numbers for 2025, and it finds there were about 73 million abortions around the globe. 67 million people died of all other causes combined. That means over half of the annual deaths in the world being caused by abortion, a procedure that is entirely voluntary in the vast majority of cases. And the abortion total might be even higher given the lack of accurate information on the usage of increasingly popular abortion pills. Michael Harrington reporting.
Indonesia, the largest Muslim-majority nation in the world, has a new penal code. It replaces a Dutch-era criminal law that had governed the country for more than 80 years and marks a major shift in its legal landscape. Under the amended code, sex outside of marriage is punishable by up to 1 year in prison, while cohabitation carries a 6-month sentence. However, adultery cases can only proceed following a complaint by a spouse, parents, or children. SRN News. Well, you could accurately call this guy the Big Katuna.
Or you could say it takes the cake, or maybe it takes the tuna sandwich. A lot of tuna sandwiches. A massive 535-pound bluefin tuna sold for $3.2 million during Japan's initial fish auction of 2026. The tuna was caught off Oma in northern Japan, a region widely regarded for producing some of the country's finest tuna, not to mention some of the largest as well. Jason Walker reporting.
Advances across industries, that is, like robotics, healthcare and vehicles, wearables, gaming and more set to be on display. The annual CES trade show gets underway this week in Vegas. It's a multi-day event, the event organized by the Consumer Technology Association. More details at srnnews.com.